Good afternoon, everyone. Firstly, I'd just like to make a comment on our current emergency situation because, as you all know, we had to cancel our AGM because of the COVID virus situation. We are entering pretty uncertain and troubling times. This virus scare will change the world as we know it, and certainly will change New Zealand. Out of this crisis, we will emerge as a strong nation who will rise to the challenge and build a better world for the next generation. Firstly, we may have to revert back to self-sustainable living and travelling less, but it will not do us any harm as a people because it's in our DNA. New Zealand could benefit from it if we had some more imaginative government. Instead of looking at mud pools and bungee jumping, we could be accommodating people from all over the world on one of our offshore islands during their self-isolation period, like Pakatara Island, five-star luxury while waiting for test results. Our isolation from the rest of the world can be our saviour. If we grab the opportunity, we are in unusual times and indeed not even sure if we will have an election. But if we do, let us all focus on why New Zealand needs the New Zealand Outdoors Party. And I'd just like to relate a small story that illustrates it. I was standing in a small stream mouth on the edge of Lake Aniwhenua, and about 5 years ago, and playing a fish I'd just caught. In the far distance, I could hear a milking shed in full swing. Suddenly, I couldn't see my fish, and I realised as the stench hit me, I was now standing in almost pure cow's pool, cow's poo, as the dairy shed's waste had been discharged into the stream. But that can't happen, they tell us. Well, it did, and it still does. They lie. Dairy NZ goes on about all rivers are fenced, so we send them images of unfenced rivers with cows standing in them. They promise to look into it, but never do. Time after time that happens. So in the end, people just give up. We need to change it from the inside. Is it wrong to want fresh water? Is it wrong to want clean air? Is it wrong to want safe food? Is it wrong to govern for the people and in the interests of the people? The very soul of our party revolves around these four things because we believe we can have them. And we should have them as a right. Corporate dairy farming has robbed us of our fresh water. We all know of wonderful rivers and streams we used to swim or fish in, now carrying dairy effluent. The family farming of yesteryear has been replaced by intensive farming. 80% of all rivers in New Zealand that were fishable are now unfishable, according to the Federation of Freshwater Anglers. Regional councils have straightened the rivers or captured the pure headwaters for irrigation. They spread fertilizer and water on the paddocks to grow grass, and the resulting nitrates and phosphates filter into the aquifer, sending nitrate-laden water to our coastal communities and for us to drink and a burden on the next generation. Recent testing of 73 samples from 61 locations in Canterbury showed readings of up to 13.2 milligrams of nitrate levels. Dr. Mike Joy of Victoria University Wellington stated that 90% of the samples exceeded what they call increased significant risk of colorectal cancer. 80% exceeded 15% increase of colorectal cancer, and 54% of those tested exceeded the maximum allowable value set by the Ministry of Health. We didn't ask for it. We didn't have a conversation about intensive farming. Our councils and legislators, in my opinion, have let us down badly. Now we need to get back people power and be asked. Government should be by the people, for the people. And what we have now is not that. While we had family sheep and beef farming, we never had any issues. And we as a party will seek to rebuild that era of family farming. One of our policies is to make it compulsory to use wool as insulation in new homes. Ask yourself why we import oil-based fiberglass to insulate our homes. We want our land to produce high-value food for the world, such as organic crops, or at least healthy and poison-free food. We also want to stop overseas ownership and pine forest plantings for carbon credits for overseas companies. How crazy is that? We have some imaginative ideas of how to turn the wool industry and other commodities on their head. As a country, we are blessed with a stunning environment, and fresh, unpolluted air goes with that. We need to protect that environment for future generations. We need to protect our stunning ancient forests and our unique landscape. As 10,000 cell towers are erected around our hills to bring us 5G, as they cut down the trees to allow it to travel to driverless cars or turn on your dinner on the way home, we have no idea of the long-term health effects. We are calling for a moratorium on the rollout of 5G until we know more. The New Zealand Outdoors Party has had its parliamentary inquiry into 5G accepted by the Select Committee, and it's set down for hearings in April. Thanks to our co-leader Sue Gray for getting this accepted. It is a huge win for the New Zealand Outdoors Party. We want safe food. Our food should be free from poisons. After all, we live in a land blessed with wonderful soils. Glyphosate should be banned from all our food production. I am told by the farming community that in some cases it's needed to farm, but not on our food. Supermarkets dictate what food you get and where it comes from. Nutritiously poor, chemically laden, but perfect looking. Have you noticed how narrow the range is in your supermarket? Many vegetables of old are now unavailable. When we shoot a deer or a wild pig, we expect it to be wild and free of poisons. But our forests have been carpet bombed with 1080 and bifidicum, to the extent even the wetters are poisoned. Everything in the forest is poisoned, even the moths and the cicadas. The swarms of prairie moths have gone. In fact, I haven't seen one in years. The green beetles have been poisoned. When did you last drive at night and have your windscreen splattered with moths? Dock and Osprey have poisoned our land for 60 years, and yet we have lost the battle for the birds. We need to do something different. We will stop 1080 immediately and set up a new pest control agency charged with creating teams of young men and women to specialise in ground control. Our commercial fishery needs a radical overhaul. Did you agree to all our fish being fished down to almost extinction, like the iconic New Zealand fish Terakee, which is now at 11% of its biomass, and it's shipped to China while we pay outrageous prices for the rejects? Can you afford fish in the supermarket? And while you look at $40 plus a kilo, did you know that using a 208 figure, 960,000 kilos of kawai were exported at a measly $1.30 a kilo? Now, I know that in some cases it was down to 40 cents a kilo. Why can't Kiwis buy the iconic Kiwi fish at that price? The New Zealand Outdoors Party will make it a policy that kawai, the people's fish, can't be exported. These fish were our fish once. They belong to the people of New Zealand, not Mr. Telly or Mr. Sealord, to overfish and sell to China. It's a disgrace. And we let it happen on our watch. Not one serious gun crime has been committed by a licensed gun owner until the police let an overseas visitor get a license. Why not look more seriously at the police, or even at the Prime Minister herself, who chaired the committee around January 2018 that got rid of 300 firearms officers and passed it with urgency so no public input was allowed? They were going to replace those 300 with 25 part-time staff. This really is a shocking revelation that has not come out as yet. Hunters and gun enthusiasts have sold all their old worn-out rifles and spent the $100 million on brand new rifles. How crazy is the government? We in the New Zealand Outdoors Party are not mad environmental zealots. We're ordinary Kiwis. We're Maori and Pākehā who care about our country and want New Zealand to lead the world in how we live and build that dream country that our forebears saw as they stepped ashore in a land of so much promise. We need to get our mana back. Big business is running the show, and the politicians are helping it happen. Did you agree to selling off our farmland to overseas interests? Did you agree to 5G? Did you agree to selling our forests planted by our tax dollars to overseas investment funds and major polluters so they can claim the carbon credits? Did you have a say in the climate change agreement that put taxes on fuel and energy that only disadvantaged the poor? I ask, what sort of country do you want to leave your grandchildren? Is it a country where 20% of the population own 80% of the wealth? Where kids go to school without breakfast? Where families sleep in cars as they can't find a home or pay $600 a week rent? Where women die of breast cancer because the drugs are too expensive? When our forefathers immigrated here from all over the world, it was to start a new life, as they were sick of the wealthy having it all. They wanted to build a more equal society where everyday people could hunt or fish, not just the landed gentry. So New Zealand prospered, and everyone was happy. The boss got just a little more than the factory worker, and we were all very equal. And then one day in the 1980s came a Labor government, hell-bent on change. The Michael Fayser of this world sprung up and accumulated much of the wealth that had been built up by those earlier generations. Forestry workers, railwaymen, road workers, they all lost their jobs. Farmers lost their farms, all in the name of corporatisation. And that was the end of our innocent, egalitarian society. We let it happen. Our beautiful country was carved up by developers. Some, I reiterate, and I mean some, farmers polluted the water in sheer greed. Our forests were sold to overseas interests, and the people who made all the money took it and fled overseas. We in the Outdoors Party want to restore some of that egalitarian society. We want to save the New Zealand way of life. We want to care for our neighbours. We want to be able to walk in our mountains or swim in our rivers and send every kid to school with a full tummy, happy and ready to learn. We are going to put the heart of New Zealand back into government. That is why New Zealand needs the New Zealand Outdoors Party. Thank you very much.